A1, and Matthew's in from Tri-County Tech on our Community Connection this morning. First of all, thanks for coming in. It's 2019 already. You guys are starting classes this month and getting the students moving through.
We sure have. We are so excited to start back up and then get everyone back in the groove. Yesterday was our first day back from, Yesterday it was. It already seems like we've done so much this week. But yes, it's only Tuesday. We had our kids come back, and it's fantastic seeing the students back on campus. You know, when we go to campus and the kids aren't there, it just doesn't seem like home.
No.
But when those kids show up and are going to class, it's just like, you know what, this is wonderful.
Well, it's like a lot of other jobs. The kids being there, that's the purpose for why you went to work.
Exactly. Yeah. You can see on a daily basis the reasons we're doing what we're doing. You can see the changes that are happening on a daily basis with these students, and being able to see them daily and to build relationships with them, it makes it all worthwhile.
That's the educational process in general. My wife is a retired teacher, and I don't care. As long as she was in the classroom, there was a student story that came home today. Usually she didn't identify, you know, the student.
Right.
And then, you know, somebody did this in class or somebody made this remark or whatever. It's just, at least as the spouse, the housemate of that, mm-hmm. Education person, you kind of look forward to those, what the students do today, right, wrong, or otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we all come for, is for the students, and those days that you have that amazing story that you just have to tell the world. But yeah, I do that all the time. It's like, you will not believe what happened today. I had a student, and you try to keep very general just so that you don't say any names or anything like that. But you just say, you know what, this student just absolutely melted my heart, and just to see what a change that they have made in their life. It's just, that's the reason we do what we do, is to change students' lives.
Well, and of course, you're helping them build their future.
Exactly.
If there was a slogan that you haven't already claimed, I think one of them could be, your future is building now at Tri-County Tech.
You know that's a good one. We might have to steal that one.
I've used it before. Feel free to, as long as, no, you don't even have to give me credit for it. I'm sure somebody else said it first. But it works, because I think some of the career fields that you work with students, it is literally a building a future for them.
And that's exactly right. We want the student to be able to immediately jump into any career path, any field that they are wanting to pursue, immediately straight from graduating Tri-County Tech. We want to equip them and prepare them to work in the real world, and so that once they leave us, they have a life-changing experience where they will absolutely turn their life around. The other day on Facebook, we had a former student post on there that she was able to fill her freezer in her refrigerator completely without any assistance. And that was a former student of ours, and who is currently a nurse. And she absolutely, we all as a marketing team looked at that, and it just almost brought tears to our eyes, because it's those students that we're changing people's lives. We're allowing them to be able to be successful and to be able to care for all their needs without any worry.
Well, I think, and it can be a given by almost anybody in the education community, that nearly every student will struggle with something over some part of their educational career. And when you see that student overcome whatever it is they're struggling with, major or minor, mm-hmm. A one-day struggle, a six-month struggle, they still went through that struggle. You see this look of success on their face. It's great.
And that's exactly it. And so there are things inside of the classroom and stuff outside the classroom that they struggle with. And we at Tri-County love to be able to help them, whether it's personal or educational, those struggles that they might be facing. And then we celebrate with them whenever they're able to overcome it.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing what I'm going to call a little bit of outreach into the schools that you serve over the next few weeks.
We are.
I think you got an open house coming up fairly soon.
We do have an open house coming up on January 31st. It is from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Any of our potential students that are possibly wanting to enroll at Tri-County Tech for our fall semester, if you do attend this open house on the 31st, we do add extra points to your application, because your application is a point based to make sure that we have the best candidates for our classes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're thinking you're right there on the edge, or you just want to push your application way over the top, Attend our open house on January 31st from 4 to 7, we'll make sure to add those extra points to your application.
Well, it's application points for the family, too, in that I'm going to compare it to for the student who is going on to a university or mm-hmm. a college. It's that campus visit. You actually get to meet some of the faculty,
exactly.
Spend the night in the dorm, that sort of thing.
Exactly, know? And we'll have all of our instructors on campus. We'll have our classrooms open. A lot of people, even if you don't plan on enrolling at Tri-County Tech, please come out to Tech on the 31st, because we absolutely love showing off our campus. There's a lot of people that have heard about us for years and years and years, maybe even decades, but don't truly know what we do. We would love for you to come out and see our auto shops and see our welding shops and see what we do in marketing. We would love to be able to show you what we do. We have a world-class facility out there that a lot of people haven't been able to actually come out and tour. I would love to give tours. If you ever want to tour and the 31st doesn't work for you, just give me a call. I have all my info on all of our high school pages. So if you just go to the high school tab, click on any of the courses, my information's at the bottom. I would love to be able to get to talk to you and give you a tour.
And, of course, I think it's that one-on-one, that face-to-face relationship that students need to get with whatever institution they attend. I don't care, again, the high school that they just kind of went through the pipeline on, but Tri-County, Rogers State, mm-hmm. You name the university, post-secondary education, whatever it is, they need that relationship.
I've been working with high school students for about a decade now,
yeah.
And it is absolutely a passion of mine, and I love to build relationships with them. And so anytime these students come and tour, I take it very personally, and I want to see them make sure that they get into Tech. And I love seeing them as they continue on in their education. So that is the reason I do it, is I love working with high school students, and I love to being able to add something to their life, and Tech does that for us.
And of course, each student only has one face to remember, yours. You've got hundreds to remember. Oh, I met you last October at such and such an event. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes it gets difficult, but that's the one thing. I will always remember a face. I might not remember your name right off the bat, but I will absolutely remember your face till the end of time.
Yep. I'm sure courses rise and fall just because things are popular this year and not so popular mm-hmm. next year. But I think most of the things that Tri-County offers are somewhere in that pretty good excitement level most of the time.
Every year we look at our classes and say, hey, what can we change? What things do we need to manipulate? What do we need to do to continue to be relevant, because we can't be doing the same classes that we were doing in 1970. We've got to constantly update.
Nobody uses Fortran anymore.
Exactly. So we constantly every year look at our classes and see what things we can change, what things we can improve. We call it our 5D process, where we look at them, see what things we can change. Do we need to stop it? Do we need to add something new? We constantly are looking at our programs to make sure that they are relevant to the industries that we're a filling, and that they are relevant to the student that's coming in there, because we want these students to be able to go to their field instantly upon graduation and to be able to be successful.
We're talking Tri-County Tech this morning, and of course we'll remind you of that open house and some other visits that they're going on, and also some things going on particularly in Nowata County when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time talking about Tri-County Tech on this Tuesday morning, and you as a recruiter, as the point of contact for the school, you go out to individual school sites and talk to students too, right?
I do. This December, I just got done doing another round of tours and talks at each of the schools. I went to all 11 of our partner schools that we work with, everyone from Winona to Nowata. You name it, we go to it in our Tri-County district. I absolutely love being able to get in front of students and to be able to talk to them. But that is just one contact, is when we go to the schools, because we're really trying to build excitement for when they come as sophomores to be able to come out to our campus and actually see these programs firsthand.
Don't you have something coming up at Bartlesville High School fairly soon?
We do. We have this Friday. We will be at Bartlesville High School. We're going to be in the field house. We'll be in the mezzanine level, like that top concrete level mm-hmm. of the gym.
Okay.
We're going to have all of our teachers out there. We're going to have booths there where all of the sophomores and freshmen are going to be able to come and check out these programs. The reason we are going to Bartlesville High School is so that we can get them signed up for sophomore tours, which will happen next week. But we are incredibly excited to be able to visit Bartlesville this Friday, where I will be giving talks to all of the sophomores, which kind of gives an overview, a brief snapshot of what to expect when they can come to Tri-County, how to get enrolled, who they need to contact, and get them ready and get them excited to come out to Tech. Once I am done talking to them with the teachers, I will then send them off to go look at the booths so that they can then actually talk to each individual instructor. I'll also have some actual students that will be coming with us on Friday. I call them my student ambassadors, mm-hmm. And they are students that we absolutely adore and that have shown great knowledge in the classroom, and so that they're able to then tell these future students why they chose Tech, why they chose the program that they're in, and what they actually do on a daily basis. I met with my student ambassadors last week to kind of give them a heads up on these are the things that we're going to do, these are who you're going to talk to. And then I just told them, there's nothing to worry about, because some of them were worried about talking in front of people. But I was like, you guys are just talking about yourself,
yeah.
Why you chose Tech, why you love it here, and why these students should come here as well.
These are things that those students have experienced themselves. It's things that they should be able to easily talk about because, oh, I did this, or it, you know, you may have a little bit of trouble with this, but here's the person you can talk to. They're real easy, you know.
That's it, and that's all they're talking about is, I did this week. I struggled with this, but this is how I overcame it. And that's the reason we have students talk to students, is because I could talk to a high school student all day long, but it might not reach them. But if I have a student actually talk to another student on this is why I chose Tech, then it means a whole lot more than Matt Songer
yeah.
talking to the student and saying this is why you should choose Tech.
Yeah, sure, Matt would say that. He gets paid to say that.
I do. That's the reason that it comes so much better from a student, is because they're not being paid. The only thing that they've been paid with is a T-shirt. But that was it.
Yeah.
I just said, here's a T-shirt for you. Thank you for spending your time with us. And they absolutely loved being able to represent their program and Tri-County Tech during these events.
Physically, home base for Tech is the campus over here on Nowata Road.
That is correct.
You do have facilities in Nowata County, Pawhuska. You've got mm-hmm. a business center and a few other things going on in Osage County.
Correct. So we have our main campus here on Nowata Road in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We also have a development center in Pawhuska. And we are currently working on a project in Nowata with the Boys and Girls Club to be able to build a third campus over in the Nowata County so that we will truly have our campuses in Nowata, Washington, and Osage.
Yeah, and of course, you've always served the three counties, but now a physical presence, literally the embodiment, so to speak, of Tri-County.
That's correct. For decades, we've been busing students in from Nowata, and including adults that are coming in from Nowata that are wanting to take our classes. We've been doing that for decades now, but we felt like it was time that we actually have a physical campus in Nowata County. And we are so excited for it to be built. It is going to be along the lines of like a makerspace. Well, people can come and learn the latest in technology, whether it be 3D printers, laser engravers, woodworking, maybe even a little metalworking, where you can come in and you can learn those things. We'll also host other classes there. That full schedule hasn't been created yet because we're still working on the campus.
I think it's going to be great that you can, you know, serve the larger communities that you serve a little bit closer to their home. I think that's neat. Yeah,
exactly. And this is going to be one of the same as our home campus. It's going to be a world-class facility located right there in Nowata. I am so excited for when we break ground and we can actually start building this thing, and we can watch the progress as the building is erected.
Yeah, that's going to be neat, and I think it's you're talking to students about things that are today's technology. I think many of the listeners, we've heard about 3D printers, but we've never actually seen one print anything. You know, just all the things that these students are going to have hands-on experience with.
And that's it, and that's exactly right. So 3D printers, whether you like them or hate them, it's a thing that's going to be here forever. I would say 2 years ago, they were almost inaccessible to like the personal household. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they're pretty inexpensive. In fact, I actually have one in my home, which is when I bought it, my dad was like, "Why in the world are you buying this thing?" And then I showed him how I was able to repair my lawnmower with this 3D printer. I was missing some knobs, and I just printed it off. I didn't have to go to Lowe's and buy anything. And that's where we're going nowadays. And a lot of things are prototyped with our 3D printers. In fact, our pre-engineering program at Tech on our Bartlesville campus has a top-notch manufacturing 3D printer. And what they do with that is they're able to design things on a computer and then have a physical object be printed. Mm-hmm. And so that they can test, okay, does this actually work? I think it works on the computer, but I can physically see it work with a 3D printer.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that sooner or later the street crew is going to come out and take three or four photos of that pothole, and then they'll just go back and print one and print the fix for the pothole.
That is true. Now, Charlie, there are some people here in the studio right now that have a special announcement for you.
Okay.
I think they have something to sing to you, I believe.
Oh, gee. Well, they got 1 minute before ONN News, so we'll just turn on all the microphones so that they get maximum coverage of whatever is coming up here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlie. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, thank you so much. 10 people in the room and about 10 different keys on a very familiar song. But it's fun to be loved by your coworkers, I think.
It definitely is. That's the reason they all do talk radio and not music.
Yes. I think I need to dust off the baton and get back to Music Theory 101 with these guys.
But, right.
Matt, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And again, we will invite you, your listening audience, to the event at Tri-County coming up on the 31st.
So we have the event on the 31st, which is our open house. We will also have tours for each individual partner school. So if you have a high school student that is either a freshman or a sophomore, we have them coming out to our campus next week from the 22nd to the 25th. If you're not sure which date your school is coming, see your school counselor, and they will have the date.
Thank you very much. That's Community Connection this morning on K1. We'll join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Banking Department says those measures might include making adjustments to existing loans or originating